We have an institution of Tanakh, that's Torah Shebichsav. The Gemara in Megillah comments on the Pasuk in the end of Parshas Bishalach, right after Melchemes Amalek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ksozo zikar b'seifa v'sim b'ozne Yeshua k'mocha emche zecher Amalek." So the Gemara says those three words, "Ksov," write down "Zo zikar b'seifer," is the mocha for the institution of Tanakh. Zos is a reference. We probably discussed it. We learned Parshas Bishalach. No. This year, last year, that the word Zos is a reference to the Chumash, and Zikaron is a reference to Nevi'im. Basef is a reference to Ksuvim. In the very last halach in the Rambam, in Hilchas Megillah, the Rambam has only two prokem on Megillah, and then if make it a little more reasonable, so he puts another two prokem about Hilchas Chanukah. So at the end of the second perek in Hilchas Megillah, the Rambam has a machlokes with the Ravid about this institution of Tanakh. So the Rambam's opinion is that the whole institution was only intended as a Hirah Shoh, that Limos HaMashiach, there'll only be the Chamishuchim Shitoira and the Gilas Esther. All the others will no longer be part of Torah Shebichsav. The Ravid understood not so. The Gemara learned it out from a pasuk that Torah Shebichsav has to have three parts. So Zosi Korim Basefer. Moshe Rabbeinu should write Zos, and later generations they'll write Zikaron and Basefer. The Rambam has this passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi that Lo Asid Lavoi, all the other Svarim will be Batle. Ravid says there won't be any need to study the other Svarim, because the people won't sin so much. The whole role of the Nevi'im is to give Tochacha. So if the people will be Tzadikim, so you won't need any Tochacha. But Machlekes, the Samech points us that. Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, whether the institution of Tanakh was intended as a Hirasho, or as a real din Lederus. There's such a Machlekes also in Perek Aleph and Hilchus Shavuos. There's a very problematic Gemara in Adorim. A person has a Sefer Torah, and he says he's noider bozeh or nishba bozeh. It's very unclear whether it goes noider or nishba bozeh. What do you mean noider bozeh? He's swearing by Sefer Torah. You have to have it in. The Rambam says that the shvu is either b'Hashem or shvu al Hashem. Either you swear to Hashem or you swear by Hashem. So that adds significance to the shvua. Let's say I'm in a din Torah, and the Bezin says, if I swear that I paid already, so I don't have to, they believe me, I don't have to pay again. So I say, I'm swearing to Hashem. So if I'm lying, it means I'm trying to fool HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or I swear by Hashem, Harini Nishba Bashem. What do you mean I swear by Hashem? Just like I believe that Hashem exists, so too this is true. And if it's not true, if I really do owe the money, it means I'm denying the existence of Hashem. So that gives strength, that gives chashivas to the shvua. Either shvua shvua b'Hashem or shvua l'Hashem. The Torah quotes his father, the Rosh, who says that every shvua, even if you don't say shvua l'Hashem, shvua b'Hashem, just say hareni nishba, I swear that I'm potter, that I paid all the money, he says that it's self-understood, that it's either l'Hashem or b'Hashem, and it's always a yad. Every shvua is always l'Hashem, and even if you didn't mention it, it's a yad. A yad means an incomplete sentence, where the rest of the sentence is self-understood. It's always understood like that. But so we understand what it means, Shvua b'Hashem, Shvua l'Hashem. What do you mean? He's weird by Sefer Torah. What does that mean? So it doesn't make any sense. So the Rambam understood that the Gemara goes on Shvua if he swears by the Sefer Torah is on the table. Swears by the Sefer Torah. It doesn't mean anything, but if he says, B'nash HaKosobo, then it is meaningful. Why? Because the Shem Hashem appears in the Sefer Torah. So the Rambam says, but that's only Sefer Torah. But Nevi'im Uksuvim is not so. Why is not so? Why is not so? Because it's not going to be of a lasting nature. It probably has something to do with that other Rambam in the end of Hilchas Megillah, the end of Perek Beis in Hilchas Megillah, that the Rambam understood the passage in Yerushalmi to mean that the Mos HaMashiach, there won't be any Nevi'im Ksuvim. The whole thing is only HaRosho temporarily. And the Raiva disagrees with the Rambam, and he has a whole different shot that goes on Neder, goes on Hatfasa, doesn't go on Shuvah Hashem.
Practically speaking, what does that mean? It means that there'll be no reason to read or to print, or there's no field to learn? Like, what does it mean in Tzakana, that's a Horasha?
That we talk of the institution of Tanakh, that everything is Torah Shebichsav, that's only for a few generations.
It loses a status.
It won't have the status of Torah Shebichsav anymore. Yeah?
On the Megillah, though? What about if you swear on the Megillah?
Yeah, the Megillah doesn't have Shem Hashem. Yeah. Yeah. One might have thought there's a Gemara in the Dorm, another Gemara in the Dorm. If not for the fact that the Jewish people sin, we would have only been given the Chamishu Chamshe Torah and Sefer Yoshua. The Sefer Yoshua gives you the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. So Mishum Chashivas Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua should have been given. Sefer Yeshua should have been given. But the Rambam quotes Yerushalmi, he doesn't contradict that Gemara in the Bavli. Rambam quotes Yerushalmi that all the Svarmaras, all the other Svarma of the Vim Ksulim, Rasidim Lehibotel, Mos HaMashiach, except for Megillah Esther. Why? Because Megillah Esther says in the Sefer, Dibre Shalom Ve'emes. And the Gemara understands that to mean, the Gemara Megillah, the Bavli and Yerushalmi, they both understand that to mean, Dibre Shalom Ve'emes Kamitur Shal Torah. That the Megillah Esther is like the real McCoy, like the real thing. What's the real thing? So that's a machlokes Rashi and the Rabbi Nadam. So Rashi says like a Sefer Torah. The Megillah Esther is like a Sefer Torah. So the Rambam understood that the Yerushalmi is saying the same as the Bavli, that the Sefer Torah will last, the Kedushas Torah Shebichsav will last Limos HaMashiach, Hamishu Chumshe Torah. So the Megillah Esther will also be Limos HaMashiach, and the others will not. Rabbi Natam learns Kamitur Shel Torah means like a mezuzah. Why is mezuzah the real McCoy, Amitur Shel Torah? Because it has Yichud Hashem. That's the Rabbi Natam. Because it has Hashem Echod in it. So the Rabbi Natam holds that a mezuzah needs sirtut. You have to have on every line. The Sefer Torah doesn't need sirtut on every line, just needs circle on the four, on the borders. You don't need on every line. And the Gemara says, Megillah says that needs sirtut, means on every line, Kamitu Shel Torah. So Rabbi Natam says what it means, that Megillah says needs sirtut on every line, just like a mezuzah does. But Rashi learns not so. And the Acharonim say that the Yerushalmi is like Rashi, not like the Rabbi Natam. Yerushalmi seems to understand the same drasha, Kamitu Shel Torah. It means that Megillah Esther is like Megillah Esther is like the Sefer Torah. The Pashta says that when one reads the Megillah on Purim, we really have three different kiyumim. There's one kiyum that we're learning like Kriyas HaTorah, like Kriyas HaTorah. We learn from the Nevi'im. So you learn from the Ksuvim. You have Kriyas Chamishu Chamshi Torah, Kriyas Nevi'im, and Kriyas Ksuvim. That's one kiyum on mitzvah. Then the Gemara says, and Abdallah Namad Aleph and Megillah Chayvonim Likris and Megillah Balaila Uldashanosa Bayom. You have to read the Megillah at night and then to repeat it again in the daytime. So two different Amoraim say that, and each one quotes a different pasuk. One quotes the pasuk Leman Yizamecha Chavod V'lo Yidom. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we keep on praising Him. Even though we praise Him at night, we praise Him again in the daytime. So based on that pasuk, that's why we have to read the Megillah Balayla and to repeat it by Yom. So it sounds like the mitzvah Mikra Megillah is like Hallel. That's how the Gemara says later in Maseches Megillah, Daf Yudalot and Aleph, that on Chanukah we recite Hallel. How come on Purim we don't recite Hallel? So the Gemara gives three different answers. So one answer the Gemara gives is Kriyasa Zuhalayla. That when you read the Megillah, that itself is the Kiyum of Hallel. So that's what this opinion sounds like he's saying. Based on the pasuk, Leman Yizamecha Chavod V'lo Yidom, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we are not quiet V'lo Yidom. We repeat again the praise. Sounds like we read the Megillah Balayla, we read the Megillah Bayom, it's a Kiyum of Hallel. And then the second Amor in the Gemara quotes a different pasuk, a Lakai from Tehillim chapter Chavbeis, Keli Keli Lama Azavtoni. The Gemara says that was the Perek and Tehillim that Esther Hamalka recited when she went into the Beis HaMalchus on her own. She was afraid to go because Achaz Dasa Lahamas, whoever goes in without being invited, the king has a right to kill him. It's a chutzpah. So she recited that tefillah, Keli Keli Lamazav Tani, help me out, see to it that I pull through here. So the pasuk says, Alakaya Kuryama Veloisana, the Laila Velodomili. I cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the daytime, and if he doesn't answer my prayers, I repeat the tefillah again, Balaila. So the Gemara seems to be assuming that we read the Megillah Balaila, we repeat it in the morning, that that's a kiyum of tefillah. That's a kiyum of tefillah. That's how it says in we know there's a din of Shamei Kohenah. The Baal Tekeh blows shofar and everybody in shul is yotzei with the din of Shamei Kohenah. Someone says Kiddush, someone says Abdullah, and everybody pays attention. They're all yotzei with Shamei Kohenah. So Shamei Kohenah works men HaTorah in all the mitzvahs of Amira. The Baal Kori lanes Parsha Zohar, and everybody's yotzei with Shamei Kohenah. As a mitzvah to lane Parsha Zohar, it's considered as everybody was yotzei. Bakari reads the Megillah. He talks Haksav, everybody's yotzei with Shemei Kohenah. So the Ran in the end of the Ran on the Rif in the end of Rosh Hashanah quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi that there are three exceptions to the rule where we don't permit Shemei Kohenah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bi'ur Agra that this Yerushalmi is only midirabbanim. And I thought you always allowed Shemei Kohenah. Midirabbanim, there are three exceptions. One is by Kriya Shema. Since the whole purpose of Kriya Shema is Kabbalah on Machu Shamayim, so it's not Derech Eretz, you should rely on someone else. He's going to say Kabbalah on Machu Shamayim, and I'll sit back and I'll just listen. I'll be Yotze with Shemekah and passively. So Midirabbanim, they said, you should say your own Kabbalah on Machu Shamayim. And then when it comes to Tefillah, Bakoshas Terochim, if you need, so you don't feel well, you need a refuah, you need a shidduch, you need a parnasa, you have a tzorech. So you should ask on your own. You shouldn't just rely on someone else and be yotzei by passively listening. You should say it on your own. And the third exception to the rule is when it comes to eating food. The Gemara says if you're eating the food yourself, then you should really say your own bracha. You shouldn't really rely on Shemei Kohenah. We learned that once in a while we do have, let's say one person says Lamoitzi and everybody's yotzei, one person says Bar Piagraf and everybody's yotzei. So the Mishnah says that's only if you have Haseba or Bayas, everybody's sitting around the table, Yeshiva Didan, Haseba the two. If everyone is sitting around, so it's they constitute one big Chabura, it's only a Pas and Yayin, it doesn't work on other things. By Pas and Yayin, where there's Achila Bikviyas, so then it's not that it's based on Shemei Kohenah. The whole Chabura is only obligated to offer one Hamoitzi. The whole Chabura is only obligated to offer one Bar Priagofen. And then when you bench Mezumin, so the practice always was in the days of the Gemara that the one that benches Mezumin says the Birchas Hamazon and the others just listen. They say Amen at the end of each bracha. They don't say the benching themselves. So that's also, that's not based on Shemei Kohenah. If it would be based on Shemei Kohenah, so even Shnaim She'achlu, you can also have one person recite the benching, the other one would be Yotzei Shemei Kohenah. So we learned the Gemara in brachas. The Gemara says Shnaim She'achlu, mitzvah lechalek. You have to, each one has to bench on his own. By Kiddush, if you have two people, one can say Kiddush and the other one will be Yotzei with Shemei Kohenah. But when it comes to eating food, mid the Rabbanon, we don't permit Shemei Kohenah. If you're eating the food yourself, you should say the bracha yourself. If you're benching Mezumin, so it's a different din. The din is that the Chabura offers one Birchas HaMazon, Bechabura, together. So that's why only one person says the bracha. But then because the Vilna Gaon, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, said because this whole Chumrah is only mid the Rabbanon, that we don't permit Shemei Kohenah by Kriya Shema, because of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, or by Tefillah, because Bakosh and Sarachim, or the third case is by Achila. So what happens if two people ate bread? So there's no Mezumin. So you can't say the Chabur is going to offer one Birchas HaMazon. That doesn't apply. If you only have two people, Gemara has a Machlokes, we Paskin, it isn't even a Rishus. It's not even optional to have a Mezumin. So if no Mezumin, so each one has to bench on his own. But the Gemara says if one is a Sefer and one is a Boor, one knows how to read from a Siddur and the other one doesn't know how to say the Birchas HaMazon, can't read, doesn't know how to recite Birchas HaMazon. So then we revert back to the Din D'oraisa and we allow the Sefer to say the Birchas HaMazon, and the boor will be yotzeh with Shemei HaKoyne. So the Bir Rav Ruch explains why, because Min HaTorah you always say Shemei HaKoyne. It's only a chumim with the Rabbana that you don't. So the Pashta says that there are really three different kiyumim in Mikra Megillah. One is its Kriyas Ksuvim from Tanakh. One is Halel, Kriyas Zu Halelo, and the Gemara quotes the pasuk, Leman Zamecha Chavod Leidom. And the third kiyum is the kiyum of Tfilah, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch it says, if the Balkore is laying the Megillah, and you have you don't have a group of 10 people, or you don't have a minion, so if the people who are listening don't know how to read, they're not able to read the Megillah on their own, then it's okay, they can be yotzeh. But if they know how to read the Megillah on their own, then they cannot be yotzeh with his Mikra Megillah. Why not? Very strange, why not? So the Mogan Avram, the Mechaber, quotes that din from one of the early Rishonim, from the Orchaz Chaim. Why can't you be yotzeh? And by Kiddush, two people know how to say Kiddush. One says Kiddush, the other one is yotzeh. But Shemei HaKoyne, why all of a sudden by Mikra Megillah? If you have two people who are both able to read the Megillah, one cannot read the Megillah to be motzi of the other unless you have a minion. So the Mogan Avram explains, because Mikra Megillah is a form of tefillah, and tefillah is one of the three exceptions to the rule that the Ran quoted from the Yerushalmi, that we don't allow Shemei HaKoyne unless you have asara. If you have asara, then the baki can be yotze, the baki can be motzi a baki. The Baki, they instituted Chazor Sashaz to be Moitzi the Eina Baki. But the Baki should daven on his own. But if you have Asara, if you have 10 people, even though the Baki knows how to read the Megillah on his own, he knows how to daven on his own, so he can be Yotze with the Tefillah of the Shatz. So the Mogan Abram says we treat Mikra Megillah as if it were a form of Tefillah. We assume all three Kiyumin. Mikra Megillah, in addition to being a mitzvah of Kriyas Ksuvim, and in addition to being a form of Halel, is also a form of Tefillah. So if you have two people at Bikiyim, one cannot be Moitzi the other, because we don't allow Shem Ekoin in Tefillah. But if you have Asara, then you do allow, then we revert back to the real din, that you do say, you do say Shemei HaKoyne even by tefillah. The Rishonim quote, Tosfos quotes from the Baal Halachas Gedolos, an unusual opinion that although women are mechuyev in Mikra Megillah, the Gemara says, despite the fact that Megillah is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, really women should have been exempt from it. So the Gemara says they made an exception to the rule, women are mechuyev, afen hoy biosanes. That's a question, what does that mean? The mitzvah of reading the Megillah is, in a certain sense, a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, to be mefarsim the fact that the Rabbanu Shalom did Yeshuas. So the mitzvah of Inigdash to Besoch Menis, and the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, to be mefarsim Yeshuas, that's a mitzvah saseh shaloy az magroma. We have an obligation always to do a Kiddush Hashem, always to praise HaKadosh Baruch when he does something wonderful. So maybe that's what it means, since the whole Mikra Megillah is for the purpose of Kiddush Hashem, and the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is not as magroma. So memela the women are mechuyev. This particular form of Kiddush Hashem, Mikra Megillah, has to be in this form by reading the Megillah. This is as magroma. You have to do it Leil Purim and Purim in the daytime. But in principle, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is a lav magroma. So that's a question Rav Elwell the Soloveitchik raised that question. What does it mean in the Gemara? Afenohai b'yosanes. It means that Mikra Megillah is a form of Kiddush Hashem, so Mimele women are mechuyev. If that's the pshat, then Avodim should also be mechuyev, the same thing. Avodim are also not mechuyev in mitzvah sesshes as magroma. So would you say the same thing, that Avodim are also mechuyev? In the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes a loshen, Avodim meshuchrarim are mechuyev. Eved meshuchar is a ger, the gerim are mechuyev. So from the way the Mechaber writes it, it means Avodim sheinim meshuchrarim are not mechuyev. So the Mechaber seems to have assumed, I think it's the Loshon HaRambam, Mechaber seems to be assuming that it's a separate chiyuv that they made, a separate takana, that women are mechuyev because of afen hay v'yasa nes. They never made a takana for the avodim, she'enim shuchrarim. So, and others disagree. The Magen Avraham quotes the other Rishonim and disagree. They hold the Avodim Shenim Meshachrarim are also Chayv and Mikra Megillah. But the simple reading of the Gemara is that women are just as Mechuyev as the men. And just like a man can read the Megillah to be Moitzi the other men, so a woman can also read the Megillah to be Moitzi men. So Tosis quotes from the Halachas Gedolah that it's not so. A woman is Mechuyev Mikra Megillah, but not to the same extent as the men. The men's Chiyev is a stronger Chiyev, and the women cannot learn to be Moitzi the men. So in the Shulchan Aruch they say, L'chatchila we follow this Halachas Gedolah's opinion. Because Tosis has a lashon called Dvar B'Divrei Kabbalah. The Halachas Gedolos lived in the days of the Gaonim. They're not sure exactly who wrote the Sefer Halachas Gedolos. They had different opinions than the Rishonim. But he lived in the days of the Gaonim. They had traditions for the days of the Amoraim. So we're Machmel L'chatchila, we're always choshish for his opinions. But Mikra Adim, we really don't paskan like that. We really don't paskan. The same thing Tosis quotes from Halachas Gedolos. If a person forgot to count Sfira one day, so then Halachas Gedolos says it's a violation of Tmimas and you lost the mitzvah. So we say you should continue to count the rest of the Sfira without a bracha. Why without a bracha? Out of respect for the Halachas Gedolos. We really don't paskan like that. But out of respect for Halachas Gedolos, he says that if you say a bracha, be a bracha levatol, you won't be out of the mitzvah. It's out of respect for the Bahag, so we don't say a bracha. So here also, this is out of respect for the Bahag. We wouldn't permit a woman to read the Megillah for the men. Those who have respect for the Bahag. In other places, they don't have respect for living Talmid Chachamim, so they don't have respect for the Bahag. So they encourage women, Dafke, they have to show equal rights, so the women should read the Megillah to be Moitzi the men. But in the Shulchan Aruch, the traditional practice for centuries was that out of respect for the Bahag, we don't have a woman read the Megillah. What if a person is stuck, the husband is very sick and he sleeps most of the day and he can't get a Balkari to lay in the Megillah for him when the Balkari has time? The husband he can't predict when he's going to wake up, when he'll be able to be when he'll have the ability to hear the Megillah, and his wife is taking care of the husband, he's very sick. So the wife knows how to read the Megillah. So Mestam, the Pashtus is in such a case. That's how the Svarim write. Pashtus is there. Be'ikar Adin. We would say a woman can't be Moitzi the man. A woman can't read the Megillah to be Moitzi the man. What was this Chumr of the Bahag? Why does he hold that the women are not as Mechuyev as the men? So that's what some suggest, that women are Mechuyev in Tefillah. The Mishnah Bracha says, on Daf Chof, women are Mechuyev in Tefillah. So that aspect of Mikra Megillah, that's a form of tefillah women are mechuyev in. Women usually are not mechuyev in halal. The Gemara says women are not mechuyev in halal. Women are usually not mechuyev in limud haTorah. So the women are not mechuyev in the mitzvah of kriyas ksuvim. So from the three kiyumim that you have in Mikra Megillah, could be that one or two of them don't apply to the women. So that's probably what the Bahag is driving at, that Mikra Megillah has three different kiyumim. And the women don't have all of the three. Maybe the women are not mechuyev in the Talmud Torah element. Maybe the women are not mechuyev in the halal element. So that's what the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rav Yoh, from the Rishonim, who say v'choshish for the Bahag, that the women are not mechuyev to the same extent as the men. Something is lacking there. Part of the chiyuv is missing by the women. So if a woman, if someone is reading the Megillah for the women, so saying the bracha, al mikra Megillah sounds like kriyas Tanakh, you're learning Tanakh. So that the women are not mechuyev b'toras lima Tanakh, and mikra Megillah. So they should say, l'shmaya mikra Megillah, or al shmiyas Megillah. They're different. That's a problem. The Ramah writes what nusach the women should say. That doesn't correspond to what the Rishonim suggested. And the whole thing is a pella, that the Rishonim changed the nusach for women. You never find that anywhere, that the Rishonim changed the nusach that appears in the Gemara.
And the problem of Kolisha wouldn't apply here?
Some say that that's what the Bahag meant, that the woman is singing the trub, so it's an issue of Kolisha. But most of them assume that that's not a problem. She's not singing. She just, even with the trub, you're not singing so much. Kol Isha is a problem when it's a Kol Zimro, if you're singing. The Trump is not so exciting.
Could also make a difference what it is that we're talking about. Like Megillah might be different. Like Sridesh was saying, it's different if you're dealing with like Jewish things. If you're dealing with certain Parmesh or Dusha, whatever it is, if you're dealing with Megillah, it also could be with
right, right. This really is quotes from the Chidor that there was some poskim who were mekel that Kol Isha doesn't apply on Shirei Kodesh, and there were some who were mekel that it doesn't apply if you have a whole group of people singing together, men and women singing together. So he says the minig was to be mekel if it's Shirei Kodesh, singing Zmiris together. You have men and women, so you have two tzadim lahakel, that you have Shirei Kodesh, and it's Trei Kol Ilam Mishtam, he said there's room to be mekel, yeah. So that's what some say that's what the Bahag meant, that a woman shouldn't read the Megillah for men because of a Kol Bishara. That's the Pashta says that's not what he meant. He said because the Chiyuv is a lower level of a Chiyuv. That's the Pashtas. Yeah, what is this Takana that they made to read the Megillah? It's interesting. When we learned Parshas Yisro, and then Parshas Mishpatim about Maimon HaSinai, so we discussed the Gemara in Krisis on Daf Tesam and Aleph learns that all the dinim of Geirus are learned out from Maimon HaSinai. Ma v'sech v'lo nichnasu l'bris ala v'milu t'filu v'hartso as domim. Our ancestors entered into the Geirus. All the Jewish people on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai underwent Geirus, even those who were descendants from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, because they wanted to become b'chuyiv in all the mitzvahs, so you have to have a geiris to be b'chuyiv. So the Gemara says they had mila. The mila was a Mitzrayim before Korban Pesach Mitzrayim, but the mila was not only for the purpose of allowing them to eat from the Korban Pesach. Mila was going to lead up to the geiris and Maimon HaSinai. Then there was Kabbalah on mitzvahs. Everybody said Nasa v'Nishma, Kol Shadib Hashem Nasa v'Nishma. Then the Pesukim say that the married people had to go to mikveh and they had to be purish for 3 days. But the Gemara reads in between the lines, the Gemara shows even the single people, where there's no issue of paletu shechvazera, there's no issue of a balkeri, even the single people had to go to mikveh also. Everybody had to go to mikveh, the kovid, the geirus. So the Gemara learns that you need milah, tefillah, in a mikveh, and Kabbalah on mitzvahs, and you need the korban. At the end of Parsha Mishpatim, they brought a special korban. So every ger, the doris also has to bring a korban. And the Gemara raised the question, how can you be mekabel ger mizman hazeh? There's no bais hamikdash shame bringing a korban. The Gemara says, we have a pasuk, b'chiyog v'itchum ger l'doris sechem. Pasuk says you can accept the ger even if you live in a generation where there is no bais hamikdash. Because the psukim talk about the possibility, v'hashimosi es mikdashechem. There will be a generation where there won't be a Beis HaMikdash, and still it says, so you can be Mekabel Gerim today. It means that the Karbonis are not Miyakev. But the Chumash tells us another thing, that on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, Moshe Rabbeinu read from the Sefer HaBris. So why does not apply every time you're Mekabel Gerim? So apparently that's only a requirement when you have Kabbalah Sater Al Yidei HaTzibur. If you have an individual person who's Megar, that's a Yochid, is Mekabel Ol Torah. So then you need Mila, Tvila, and Korban. But if you have Kabbalah, Sator, Agdei, Atzibur, then you need Kriya from the Sefer Abris. So the Gemara has a tradition that the Pasuk says in Megillah Esther, Kimu Likiblu. On the occasion of Nes Purim, they accepted the Torah all over again. There was a national Kabbalah, Sator. So if you have a national Kabbalah, Sator, Agdei, Atzibur, then you have to have a kriya from the Sefer Abris. So what kriya from the Sefer Abris did they have? So that's what the Gemara seems to say, that the Megillah says they had the status of a Sefer Abris, unlike the other Svarim or Nevi'im Ksuvim. Originally the Sefer Abris, Rashi quotes from the Tanaim, Rashi at the end of Parshas Mishpatim says the Sefer Abris originally was from Bereshis till the end of Mishpatim. Then at the end of the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu the rest of the Chamisha Chumash HaTorah. And then the Pasuk says at the end of Chumash Dvarim, V'hikach alas Moshe lichtev es kol divrei HaTorah zayis adum ad tumam. Moshe Rabbeinu finished writing the whole Chamisha Chumash HaTorah. So he gives it to the Kohanim B'nei Levi, and he tells them, V'samta Moshe b'tzad ha'aram b'ris Hashem b'hayosham b'chol yeid. So Rashi there says, at the end of Dvarim, Rashi says there, that the Sefer Abyss is no longer the incomplete Sefer Torah. At the time of Maimon HaSinai, Sefer Abyss was from Bereshis till the end of Mishpatim. But at the end of the Aboim Shana and the Midbar, the Sefer Abyss was the whole Chamishul Chamishat Torah. So here on the occasion of Nes Purim, they wrote another Sefer Abyss. That's the Kriyas HaMegillah. The Megillah is the new Sefer Abyss for the new Kabbalah Sartar Al-Yedei HaTzibur. When a Yochid is Mizgayer, when a Yochid is Mkabal Torah, you don't need a Kriya from a Sefer Abyss. That's a din. That's a din when the Tzibur is Mkabal Torah. So that's why that seems to be, the Gemara has a din, if you lain the Megillah from a Megillah HaKsuva Ben HaKsuvim, let's say you have together all the Chamish Megillahs, you have together. You have Esther, Ruth, Kohela, Seichel, Shir Hashim, everything all big Lila, Achas. So the other four Megillahs are not a Sefer Abris. It's Ksuvim. And Megillah Esther is the only one that has the status of a Sefer Abris. So the Gemara says, if you're laying the Tzibar, very strange din, the Tur Yevin Esther, such a strange din. After the Tur Yevin had the Chutzpah to ask, so the latest one, they all wonder what's going on over here. Such a strange din. If you lay the Megillah B'tzibur from a Megillah Haksuvah Ben Haksuvim, the Gemara says you're not Yoytzeh. If you lay the B'yochid, it's okay. But if you lay the B'tzibur, you're not Yoytzeh. Why should it make a difference between a Yochid and a Tzibur? And let, if you have 100 people in the shul, let everybody be Yoytzeh, but Torah is Yochid. What do you mean the Tzibur is not Yoytzeh? Treat everybody as a Yochid. So the Tur Yevin says, Anachinam, if you have 100 people in shul, everyone's Yotze B'Toros Yochid, but they're not Yotze Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tzibur. So therefore what? So therefore he says, you can't say the Bracha Rabbis Rivenu. Because the Ramah says, you only say the Bracha Rabbis Rivenu if you read the Megillah B'Tzibur. Okay. So Zayin HaZoy, that's the Pshat and the Gemara. So why is that so? Why is the Din so? That if you lain B'Tzibur only, if you lain B'Yochid, there's nothing wrong with the Megillah HaKsuvah Ben HaKsuvim. If you lain B'Tzibur, then it is a problem. So it would appear that the pshat is the following. The Gemara in Bava Basra, in the first parak, the end of the first parak, has a whole discussion of the Sidrim Shel Sifri HaTanach. The Chamishul Chumshul Torah, we know. Bereishis Shmos Vayikra Bamid Badvarm, that we know. What about the other Svarim? So the Gemara gives you what's the Seder of this Svarim. Then the Gemara has a machlokes HaTanoim, is it permissible to put the whole Tanakh b'kricha achas, to stitch everything together? So one Tana holds it's not permissible, and we paskan that it is permissible. You can stitch everything all together, but the Rambam says, why is the first opinion that you're not allowed to? How come this one Tana? Rav Meir holds, you're not allowed to do b'kricha achas the whole Tanakh. So the Rambam gives you the reason why. He says we don't paskan like that. He says, if you stitch together Torah and Nevi'im Uksuvim, he won't be able to lain Kriyas HaTorah from the Sefer Torah. It'll have the status like Chumashim. Chumash means, let's say, this week is going to be Parshas Vayikra. So if you have a klap that only has Parshas Vayikra and the Bal Kor is going to lain, that's called Kriya Bal Peh. If you have less than the Sefer Shalom, that's called Kriya Bal Peh. What if you have a klap that has Sefer Bayikra, from Bayikra till the end of Bechukosa, has the whole Sefer? That's Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. So that's a diun in the Gemara in Gittin, in Perek HaNezokin. Is it permissible to lain from Chumashim? It doesn't mean Chumashim like this, a printed Chumash on paper. Chumashim means it's written on klap, Kehechsha Sefer Torah, and it's a Sefer Shalom, has the whole Sefer Bayikra, and it's Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. So the Gemara says, Ashayla, can you lain from a Chumash? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, no, if ne kovet atzibur. What do you mean kovet atzibur? What means it looks as if the tzibur is so poor that they can't afford to have all chamishul chumshul Torah. I don't think that's what it means. Because the Rambam writes over here, if you have the whole Tanakh b'kricha achas, you have more than the chamishul chumshul Torah. You have Jewish oftim shvom v'ochim, you have everything. You can't lain from the Sefer Torah, Parshas Vayikra. It's like kriya from a chumash. Why is it kriya from a chumash? Has more than you need. So I think what it means is the Rambam writes another din. The Rambam writes a din if you have Sefer Torah Shechasa in Hilchus Sefer Torah. The Rambam writes if you have Sefer Torah Shechasa Oisachas is Psula. That really doesn't say in the Gemara. The Gemara has a din Sefer Torah Shechasa Yiriyah Achas. A urea means from the stitching to the stitching. And from one stitching to the other, you have four or five, six columns. You have quite a few columns over there. So the Balei HaTosfos, the Tshuvos HaRidvos says, the Balei HaTosfos is pasken like it says in the Gemara. You can't learn from a Sefer Torah. It means we're going to learn Parshas Vayikra this week, and it's missing a urea and Bereshis or Shmo somewhere. If it's missing what we want to learn, of course you can't learn. It'll be Kriya Bal Peh. Means missing urea somewhere else. But if it's missing less than urea, Sefer Torah Shechaser Isachas, Tosfos seems to assume from the Gemara that you can learn. The Rambam is, the Zohar says like the Rambam. That's the question. The Rambam had a Zohar. Where else does it say like that? We don't know. But the Rambam writes like that, Sefer Torah Shechaser Isachas, you can't learn. It's not a kosher Sefer Torah. Then the Rambam writes, what if the Sefer Torah has Yitur Isachas? He has one extra letter. So he says, also no good, because Yeser cannot hold on me. Yeser cannot hold on me. In the Gemara, it appears in Perek Elu Treifus. The Gemara talks about certain organs in the animal. If the animal has five legs, does it make it a treifa? Or if the animal has an extra organ. So sometimes the Gemara says, sometimes you apply the rule, Yeser cannot hold, sometimes not. If it would be missing an organ, it would make it a treifa. So sometimes, not all the time, sometimes if you say, if it has an extra organ, yes, it cannot tell Dami, it's also a trefa. So the Pashtus is a yes, it cannot tell, is a principle in biology. It's not a halacha. So the Rama puts it into halacha over here. This is not biology. He says, if you have a Sefer Torah, it has an extra letter, so we say, yes, it cannot tell Dami. It doesn't have the kedusha of a Sefer Torah. I treat it like a Sefer Torah, shechaser oisachas. So the Rambam writes very interesting. If you would put together the whole Nevtar and Nevi'im Uksuvim, you can't lain in the Torah part, you can't lain Parshas Vayikra, because it has a din like a Chumash. What does it have a din like a Chumash? Chumash means you don't have the whole Chamishul Chumash Torah. Here you have the Chamishul Chumash Torah plus all the other 19 Svarim. You have all the 24 Svarim in the Tanakh. Why is it a psul? So I think what he means is that the Chamishul Chumash Torah have the status of Sefer HaBris. The rest of the Sefer Tanakh are not Sefer HaBris. It's Torah Shebichzav. So if you have extra things together, I say yes, it cannot hold on me. So even the Chamishul Chumash Torah, which should have had the status of a Sefer, if you only have a Sefer Vayikra, that's not the Sefer HaBris. That's a Sefer Sholem on Kalaf, so it has the status of Torah Shebichzav. It's Kriya Mitoch HaKzav. But the Gemara says, "Mifnei Kovet Atzibi, you have to learn from a Sefer HaBris." That's what it means, because the Bris was made with the Tzibur. The Kriya's Bris was not made with the Yechidim. Kriya's Bris on, should we say the Bracha, Shabbachar Manukoham, and Asalana is Tairosai. The Torah was given, Matan Torah was given to the Klal Yisrael as a whole nation. So that's what the Gemara says, "Mifnei Kovet Atzibur," the Takana was that you have to learn Kriya's HaTorah. From a Sefer Torah, that's a Sefer HaBris, and Chumash Vayikra alone is not a Sefer HaBris. So the Rambam has the Chiddush. The Rambam must have understood that's the reason for the Tana Rav Meir. The first Tana and the Braise, and the end of the first Perik in Bava Basra is, first Tana is of the opinion that you're not allowed to be Korach B'Kricha Achas, all the 24 Svarim of the Tanakh. Why? Because you'll be writing a Sefer Torah and pulling down the level of the Kedusha. It'll have the status of Torah Shebichzav, but since it's sewn together with Yeshua Shof, the Mishmul Malachim, with everything else, so we say, yes, it cannot tell Dami, it pulls it down to the lowest common denominator. So the Sefer Torah only has a status like Kriya Mitoch HaKzav, like a Chumash. It doesn't have the status of a Sefer HaBris. It has to be separate. So the Pashta says that Gemara Megillah is the same as the Rambam says over here. There's a Tshuvos HaRashbo who puts the two together. The Rashbo doesn't spell out everything that I'm saying, but when I read the Tshuvos HaRashbo, that's what I thought he was driving at. The Megillah Esther has the status of a Sefer HaBris. If you're going to be Koirach, Megillah HaKsuv, Bein HaKsuvim, you have all the five Megillahs stitched together, and the other four do not have the status of the Sefer HaBris, that you're going to have. Megillah Esther is going to be Krucha together with Tila Mishle Irv, with other Svarim and Ksu and Manavim. They don't have the status of a Sefer HaBris. So just like the Nevi'im Ksuvim pulled down the status of the Sefer Torah, that it no longer has the status of Sefer HaBris, it's Torah Shebichzav, and it's like Kriya from a Chumash. The Rambam says you can't learn Kriyas HaTorah from a Sefer Torah that's krucho together with the other Svarim, because Yesir Kenot of Dami pulls down the level to the lowest common denominator. So the same by the Megillas Esther. If you're leaning B'tzibur, if you're leaning Kriyas HaMegillah B'Yochid, so the Kriyas Bris was not made with the Yochid. The Bris on Kabbalah HaTorah was made with the Tzibur. So when you're laying B'tzibur, then you have to have, then you have to learn from a Sefer Bris. Then Megillas Esther has to be a Sefer Bris. If you're laying B'Yechidus, Me'ikar Adin, Megillah B'Zmana, you don't need a minion. We're Machmer. There was one opinion, Rav Rabasi had a Machlekes. Rav held you, Megillah B'Zmana. If you're laying Megillah on Purim, you don't need a minion. If you're laying on the Yom HaKnisa, the Monday or the Thursday prior to Purim, B'Zman Shabbos, by Sheni Hoyakayim, they had an institution of the Yom HaKnisa. People who lived in the Kfarim Magdimim L'Yom HaKnisa, those who lived in the villages, so they had a kula. If it's too difficult for them, so the Tanoim allowed them to read the Megillah, the Sheni V'Hamishi before Purim. So if you're leining Shalom Bizmana, the Gemara says you're only Yotze if you read Basora. You have to have a minion. If you don't have a minion, but if you're leining Bizmana, so Rab says you don't need Asor. Ravasi was a Talmud of Rab. He disagreed. You see, the Talmidim don't know how to learn, are permitted to argue with the Rabbeim. And Rav, out of respect for his Talmud's opinion, was always machmer for that. Even though he held that it's wrong, he was Eilevi Eiledivir L'Kimcham, so he was choshish for the opinion of Ravasi, so he always used to listen to Mikra Megillah Bizmana, also Basora. But Mikra Din, you don't. Let's say you go to read the Megillah in the hospital or someone's at home. So Mikra Din, you don't need a minyan. The only thing that we change is the Turi Evin quoted from the Shulchan Aruch. Minig is that the bracha of Harabas Rivenu, we assume the bracha was composed by the Anshe Knesset Agdoila, but the Mishnah says, Mokum Shenogu Levarach Yivarachu, Mokum Shenogu Shelo Levarach Lo Yivarachu. The Gemara says, if the minig HaMokum is that you don't say the bracha, you don't say. Why? It was apparently composed as an optional bracha. If you want to, you can say. If you don't want to, you don't have to. So the minhag developed that you only say the bracha b'tzibur, you don't say it b'yochid. The Ramah apparently understood that that's what is said in the Talmud Yerushalmi, that you're not allowed to say a rabbish rivenu unless you have kriyas hamegillah b'asor. So the Bi'ur HaGrod disagrees with the Ramah. He said that's not what Yerushalmi said. Shalmi is talking about the bracha shenasan lanu. After you finish an aliyah, then you say shenasan lanu. So the Yerushalmi says, when you go to sleep at the end of the day, you were learning a whole day long. You go to sleep, why not say Ashenasan Lanu? You finished learning for the day. So the Yerushalmi says, there's no bracha shalachreho by a yochid. The bracha shalachreho is only b'tzibur. But the Vilna Gaon says, that's talking about Birchas HaTorah, that you don't say Ashenasan Lanu when you finish learning. It's not talking about Birchas HaMegillah. Bracha HaRabash Rivenu, the Vilna Gaon thinks that it may be recited even b'yochid. There are people who follow the Vilna Gaon, and even when they read it home for their wives, they'll say the bracha Rabbis Yivein. But the later Achranim say, even though the Vilna Gaon said like that, and that's the Pashtus and the Yerushalmi, is like the Vilna Gaon pointed out, but Sof Kol Sof, the Mishnah does say the Makam Shenagu Shelo Levarach Lo Yivarach. It depends what the Minig HaMakam is. So the Minig for many centuries has been that we don't say a Rabbis Yivein unless you have a Minig.
Could this thing I was explaining now, that Sefer Bris, also explain why Megillas Esther is coming to Shal Torah and Maccabim is Bathel? Because Sefer Bris is not really in Bathel.
Could be, yeah. Could be that that's the Pshan.
Let me say yesterday that the definition of a Tzibur is a community in Eretz Yisrael. So the Purim of the people in Eretz Yisrael, can you ask that question?
We make a minyan of Chutz Loretz also. The Ikat Siruf of Klal Yisrael is an Eretz Yisrael, but we do make a minyan in Chutz Lawrence. We do say Dvam Shevikdusha in Chutz Lawrence. It represents the Klal Yisrael, represents the Tzibur. Yeah. So this is perhaps the Pshat in the Gemara, that if you read the Megillah, be Yochid, all you need is that it should be Kedushas Torah Shebichzav. So even if it's Megillah Aksuv Ben Aksuv, it's Torah Shebichzav. If you're reading the Megillah B'Tzibur, then we want that it should be a Sefer Abris, because the Kriyas Bris was made with the Tzibur, not with the Yechidim. So then if it's Megillah Aksuvah Ben Aksuvim, so the others pulled down the level of the the other Svarim pulled down the level of the status of the Megillah, just like the Rambam wrote, if you have a Sefer Torah, Chamishu Chanshav Torah, Kruchim, together with other Svarim from Tanakh, it pulls down the level And the Sefer Torah has a din like a Chumash, because the other Svarim are not Sefer Abris. What would the Rambam say if you have a Chamish and Chumash Torah together with Megillas Esther? I don't know. If it's not Korach with Yeshua Shoftim, it's just a Chamish and Chumash Torah with the Megillas Esther, maybe then it doesn't pull it down. Maybe then you can lay. I don't know. But the Pashas perhaps is that that's what we're talking about over here. The Gemara says when you have a Megillah, then you're able to lane Mikra Megillah. Let's say you have a Sefer Torah, so you can lane Parshas Vayikra. This Shabbos, you don't have to lane from the beginning to the end, from Bereshis to lane in Kol Yisrael. You have to have a Chamishul Chimshta, Sefer Torah with everything, then you lane Parshas Vayikra. So you have on Purim, you have a Megillah, so how much do you have to lane? So we happen to Paskin, the Mishnah has a Machlokes Hatanaim. We Paskin Kula, we Paskin like the Tana, you have to lane the whole Megillah from the beginning to the end. But there were other, there were three other opinions of the Tanoim, some in the Mishnah, some in the Braisa, in the second Perek in Maseches Megillah. So one opinion is that you only have to lane from Ishi Yudi Hoy B'Shushan Abira. That's where the Nes begins. The other opinion is you have to start laning from Achadram Hoy L'Gid L'Hamelech Es Haman. And the third opinion is you have to lane from Balai Lahud Narodosh Nas HaMelech. That's the Ikah story. And we Paskin like the Shita, you have to lane Kula. So then the Gemara says, but even according to the opinions, the first three at Tanaim, that you only have to start laning from Nish Yehudi, or from Achadram Ha'ela, or from Balayla Hu Naradosh Nas HaMelech, but Tzricha should take Suva Lefanav. Just like this Shabbos, we're going to lane Parshas Vayikra, but you have to have a whole Sefer Torah. It has all the Chamishu Chamshi Torah in it. So to Ampurim, when you lane that part of the Megillah that you mechuyev to lane, even according to those who say you don't have to lane the whole Megillah, when you lane the part you have to lane, so you have to lane it from a kosher Megillah, has to be ksuba kula, everything has to be written. So Tosfos and all the Rishonim have a kasha. The Gemara says that there's a kula in ksivas haMegillah, which doesn't apply to Sefer Torah. By Sefer Torah, the Rambam is machmir if it's choser oisachas, missing one letter, it's already possible and you can't lane. The Ramban in the Hakdama to Chumash quotes that from the Zohar. How do I know it's a Zohar? Because the Ramban in the Hakdama quotes the Zohar. That's how I know. I'm not familiar with the Zohar. But the Hakdama is a Ramban I'm a little familiar with. And the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Sefer Torah Shechasa Yiriachas. But he quotes the Ramban. The Ramban in Chumash quotes the Zohar. That's Sefer Torah Shechasa Oisachas. Ramban gives the whole reason. Because Kol HaTorah Kula, Shmoisov Shalach Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if there's one letter missing, it's already a Pagam in the Shem Hashem. So by Sefer Torah that we have accepted the Rambam's opinion, Chasar Isachas is already a puzzle of Sefer Torah. By Megillah Esther, Chasar Isachas doesn't puzzle, even if it's missing many letters and many words. The Gemara says Ad Rubai, if 51% is written and 49% is missing, so the Gemara says you can learn. The Shulchan Aruch says it's B'diyevet. The Chatchili should be relying from a Megillah that has every letter written, should have everything. But the Yevid, we rely on Ruba Kukulam. That's what it says in Hilchas Pesach. When you drink Arba Koisah, so really, the Chatchili should drink the entire Kois. First time, second time, third, all Arba Koisah, the Chatchili should drink Kala Kois. And but the Yevid, you rely on Ruba Kukulam. Where did they get that from, that Ruba Kukulam is only by the Yevid? Maybe it's good, the Chatchili. So that's the Gemara, the first daf and the second perek in Chulin regarding Shechita. The Gemara says, if you shecht roiv and an oif, if you're shechting chickens or ducks, so you only have to shecht simen echad, the kona or the veshet. If you're shechting behemoths, you have to shecht shnei simanim, the kona and the veshet. And then the Mishnah says, ruba shel echad kamo. If you shecht a roiv of the simen, that's good enough. So the Gemara said, that's only b'dievet. L'chatchili she really shecht kol ha-simen. So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is not there. This is the first Omer Aleph in the second Perek in Chulin. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is in the first Perek, 10 Dafim earlier. But there's a Sefer Chulin that's called Lev Aryeh. Used to be a famous classic. Now Brisk took over. So nobody looks in the Lev Aryeh, but he's very good for Poshup Shat and the Gemara. So the Lev Aryeh draws your attention. There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the first perek whether this lechatchila that you should shecht kol hakone, a kol haveshet, is this a lechatchila deraisa or a lechatchila derabbanan? So that's a beferish machlokes. But there is a din that whenever you're relying on Ruba Kukuloi, that's only Bidiyabit. The Chatrida shouldn't rely on Ruba Kukuloi. So here also, Bidiyabit, if you have a Megillah that 51% is Kasu, 49% is missing, so Bidiyabit, if you learn from that, you're Yotze. B'shas HaTrak, Kidiyabit Domi, if you have no choice. So B'shas HaTrak, we allow the Chatrida, what usually is only acceptable Bidiyabit. So if you have no other, you have no better Megillah, so you can learn from that Megillah Lachatrila, fine. But if you have two Megillahs and one Megillah has everything, then the Shulchan Aruch says the Chatchila should really learn from the Megillah that has everything. Shouldn't rely on Ruba Kukuloi. So this is a little unclear, this contrast between Sefer Torah Shechasa Oisachas as opposed to Megillah. If the Megillah has 51% is good because you say Ruba Kukuloi. Which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule? Is the rule like Sefer Torah? The rule is you need every single letter written. So let's say when you're going to learn this Shabbos, the Haftarah is going to be from Navi, so they're going to learn from a klaf here. So if the klaf is missing one letter, then you don't gain anything by learning from the klaf. You may as well learn from the printed chumash that has the trop and it has the nekudas. Why do you have to memorize everything and learn bal peh? Or should we say no? Maybe Sefer Torah Shechasa Reisachas, maybe that's only a din in Sefer Torah. Maybe it doesn't carry over to Nevi'im Aksuvim. Maybe the klal that the Gemara says that if it's nichtav ruboy, 51% of the Megillah is there, 49% is missing. It's good. Maybe it's a din of all the other Sifrei HaTanach. Maybe the exception to the rule is the Sefer Torah because it says at the end of Chumash Devarim, Vahikachalas Moshe Lichtav Kaldivat Torah says Ad Tumam. When Moshe Rabbeinu completed writing every single letter of the Sefer Torah Ad Tumam. So maybe it's only a din, that's how Rav Soloveitchik worded it. Maybe it's only a din in Sefer Torah because it says Atumam, and maybe it doesn't apply to Nevi'im Aksuvim. Why should one think that it's the exception to the rule is Megillah Esther? Because the Gemara does say, Megillah Esther is Nikris Sefer v'Nikris Igeris. Megillah Esther is referred to in the Megillah with a different lotion. Nikris Sefer sounds like it's one of the regular Svarim in Nevi'im Aksuvim. A regular Sefer and Tanakh, Torah Shebichsav. On the other hand, Nikris Igeres sounds like it's not part of the Tanakh. So the Gemara has a kula based on that, regarding the Tfira, that even if it's not, the Irias are not stitched together from the top to the bottom, we only have three Tfiras, the Gemara says, by Megillah Esther it's good. Sounds like by the other Sefer and Nevi'im Aksuvim would not be good. It's a special kula by Megillah Esther. So it could be that this kula, that if it's Nichtav Kulai, Nichtav Rubai in a miut is missing, that you say Ruba Kukuloi, could be that this kula is also only a kula Megillah Esther because Nikris Sefer and Nikris Igeres. There is a Chuvas HaRitva, Mosada Rav Kook published a manuscript of Chuvas HaRitva many years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago. So there's a Chuvas HaRitva who talks about this issue, but he has both Lushinus. So it's very unclear which he says both in the same tshuva. So it's a stira, but he raised the issue. He clearly raised the issue. What's the story with this? Why is Megillah says the Nikris Sefer and Nikris Igeres? Why should it have? Why? How come it doesn't have the full din of Sifrei Tanakh? So the Gemara. In Masech Shabbos has a famous comment on the Pasuk Vayisyatzfu B'sachti Sahar. The simple translation of the Pasuk is that all of Klal Yisrael were at the foot of the mountain on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Vayisyatzfu B'sachti Sahar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked up the Har Sinai on top of them and he threatened to kill them unless they accept the Torah. Kof aleim har kegigas. And if the Torah was forced upon us, so the Gemara says, it shouldn't be obligatory. We never agreed. Mikan meidor rabba le'araisa. Meidor means like this. I have a beautiful mansion, and there's a gangster I know. He's going to come with a gun tomorrow. He's going to threaten to kill me unless I sell him the house. It's $20 million. He's going to give me the right amount of money, but I'm not interested in selling the house. It's not for sale. But I'm not going to be Moisa Nefesh if he's going to threaten to kill me. I'll sell him the house. But I really don't want to. So the Gemara says, if I'm Moisa Maido in advance, I tell people tomorrow this gangster is going to come. He's going to have a gun in his pocket. He's not going to expose the gun. But if you look carefully, you'll see that he holds his hand in his pocket. He's holding on to the gun. And he threatened to kill me unless I sell him the house. I really don't want to sell the house. So if I'm Moisa Maido in advance, and then tomorrow when this Pliny comes, the witnesses who are going to sign the document that are selling the house, they notice that he has his hand in his pocket and looks like he has a gun. So if he put two and two together, so, and I was Moisa Maido in advance, I said I don't want to sell the house, so Maido cancels the Mechira. It's called the Mechira Belida, Mechira Bal Korchai. So the Gemara says the Ribbono Shel Olam pressured us, he threatened to kill us unless we accepted Torah. The Gemara says, Mikat Medor Rabba Li Araisa, that the Torah would not be binding if not for the fact that it says the Megillah Esther on the occasion of Nespurim Kim of Ikiblu, there was a new Kabbalah Satorah. Bnei Yisrael accepted the Torah a second time on the occasion of the Nespurim, and that was Beratzen. So that's why the Torah is binding today. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam have to threaten to kill us? Moshe Rabbeinu offered the Torah to Bnei Yisrael. He said, "Kol Hashadibur Hashem Nasu V'Nishma." They said Nasu V'Nishma. So why did he have to threaten? So Tosfos gets stuck over there. Tosfos says the Ribbono Shel Olam was afraid we're going to see the Yesh HaGdoila. We're going to back out. So he didn't let us back out. But we really did accept the Beratzen. So there's a on the side of the Gemara, they tell you to look in the Medrash Tanchuma on Parshas Noach, where the Medrash Tanchuma says, thank you very much. Medrash Tanchuma says that when Moshe Rabbeinu presented the idea of Kabbalah Sator to Bnei Yisrael, so they said to him, what does it say in the Torah? So he told them, Rashi Prokem, Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha, it doesn't seem so difficult to observe the mitzvahs the way it's described in the Chumash. So he said, Nasa V'Nishma. Then he said, but there's a big Torah Shabbal Peh. He starts telling him all the dinim from the Mishnah Brura, and all the dinim from the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, and all the dinim from the Darkei Tshuva, and all the Rishonim, and all the Achronim. So that was overwhelming. So they said, we don't want it, it's too complicated. So Kof Aleim Harkei Gigas was on the Torah Shebal Peh. It wasn't really on the Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav, that was Nasa V'Nishma. The Torah Shebal Peh, that was Kof Aleim Harkei Gigas. So that's why the Gemara has a machloikis. How many Sforim are there in the Tanakh? So we call the Tanakh Esm V'Arbo. People from Europe, they were the youth. From Eastern Europe, they refer to the Tanakh as the Esrim V'Arbor, the 24 Svarim. 24 Svarim, that's including Megillah Esther. But there was a big dispute that was going on for centuries whether Megillah Esther is part of the Tanakh or not, or the 23 Svarim or the 24 Svarim. They printed that when they found the Dead Sea Scrolls, they had only 23. Megillah Esther wasn't there. So they're not sure whether it was out on loan, or that community never had Megillah Esther as part of the Kisvei HaKodesh, until the days of the Amoraim, in the days of the Rav, the early Amoraim, there was still a Machloikis. The way the Gemara presents it, the Loshana Gemara is, where the Esther Metames Hayadayim, because the Gemara has a din, Osa Lecha Sefer Torah Orim, you're not allowed to touch the parchment of the Sefer Torah with your bare hands, and if you have to touch it, so usually you take a talus. You take a dova mafsik, not to show such shouldn't show that you're so buddy buddy with the Sefer Torah that you can hold on to it with your bare hands. Sometimes keeping your distance is an indication of covet for a person or for an institution. So we should show there are cherets for the Sefer Torah. Ochzer osel lecha Sefer Torah orim. The Beis Yosef in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah quotes a machlokes of Rishonim. Whether that din, osa lecha sefer Torah orim, only applies to Sefer Torah, or applies to all the Nevi'im Maksuvim as well? If it applies to all the Nevi'im Maksuvim, then we have a problem, because the Megillah says, the Mishnah Berurah says you have a problem. Megillah says it doesn't have an Eitz Chaim. So the people who, the Balkori, or the people who have their own Megillah, so they're touching the parchment of the Megillah Sester directly. They don't, what, they're going to take a talis and mapsik? They don't do that. So that's a question. So the Mishnah Berurah says, we are makel based on a svek sveker. If the people will wash until it's a dime in advance, if you take a cup of water and you pour it on your hands, there's a din stam yadayim ashniya same, because yadayim askaniya same. People touch all kinds of things in the course of the day, so he may have touched filth, he may have touched the dover tummy, so he may or may not have become tummy, or your hands maybe are filthy. So that's why it's a bizoyan to the kisvei hakodesh, if you hold it, applies to all the kisvei hakodesh, or if it applies to Sefer Torah. So there's one opinion like that. In the end of the first parak in Masechus Shabbos, Masechus Shabbos has 24 prokem. The end of the first parak in Masechus Shabbos, the Mishnah mentioned something about the Yud Ches Gzeres. There was one day the Bisham and the Bisil used to learn in the same base medrash, and every so often an issue would come up, and they would take a vote, and usually Bisil won. Once in a while the Bisham I won. So on one occasion, many of the Bisil were away. So the Bisham I saw this is an opportune occasion to push through 18 Zeres, the Rabbanan. So they made 18 Zeres. They outvoted the Beis Hillel who were there. Then the next day, when the rest of the Beis Hillel came back, so they agreed. So we don't consider it that the 18 Zeres are an exception to the rule that we pass on like Bisham against Beis Hillel. Was when the rest of the Beis Hillel who were absent the first time, and they came back, so they were Maskim. So the Mishnah mentions they were Yud Ches Gzeres. The Mishnah doesn't tell you what they were. So the Gemara has a long discussion there, 2-3 block Gemara, listing off which are the 18 Gzeres. So one of the Gzeres was about Tumas Hayadayim, that if you touch a Sefer Torah, Metamas Hayadayim. If you touch Nevi'im Maksuvim, also Metamas Hayadayim. So the Gemara has a Kasha there that doesn't read straight. So Tosfos stands on the head, they try to knock sense into the Kasha, very difficult. So in the back of the Gemara, they have the Mordechai, and the Mordechai says the following pshat. The whole reason why it's not the Acheretz to touch a Sefer Torah, because Tam Yadayim Askani Yaseim, and that's why there's Tumas Hayadayim. But if you wash the hands, the Tilis Yadayim in advance, then you're permitted to touch the Sefer Torah Orim with your bare hands. So we don't follow that psak. We don't follow that opinion. We follow Tosfos. Tosfos assumed there ain't no such din. That's why Tosfos had to work very hard to interpret what was the Gemara's kasha over there. If you would accept this pshat from the Mordechai, it would be easy what the Gemara's kasha was. But the Mishnah Berurah says it's in a certain sense it's a svek sveka. Maybe the din osa lecha sefer Torah arm only applies to sefer Torah, doesn't apply to the other Nevi'im Uksuvim. Maybe even it does apply if you wash your hands in advance, the tilis yadayim, and remove the tumas hayadayim. So then, according to that Mordechai, you're permitted to touch the klafa of the Megillah. So the Mishnah Berurah writes there in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. He doesn't repeat it in Hilchos Purim. So you have to remember what he wrote in Chelek Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. Most people don't remember. So he says there, you should wash. You should wash without a bracha, because according to Tosfos, you don't accomplish anything by washing in advance. It'll be a bracha l'atola. You're not accomplishing anything. So if you wash your hands in advance and then you touch the Megillah Esther, So there's room to be makel based on the svek svek. There's room to be a makmer also. Could be that both are wrong. Could be that the din osa lecha sefer Torah applies to all the 24 Sifri HaTanach, and could be that it applies even if it did wash until it's a diamond man. So he says, but we'll makel on that if you have the svek svek. So the Gemara has a machlokes where the Megillah Sester is metamis hayadayim. That's a code. What do you mean metamis hayadayim? Are there 23 Svarim in Tanakh? Megillah Sester is not one of them. Or 24 Svarim in Tanakh? That was a machloikis. How do you determine whether any given Sefer belongs in Tanakh? So a prerequisite is that it has to be written Baruch HaKodesh. So the Gemara says on Daf Vav, Daf Zayin, and Megillah Gemara shows from various psukim, Megillah Sester was written Baruch HaKodesh. But that's not the whole story. Just because a Sefer was written Baruch HaKodesh doesn't become automatically a chelik of the Tanakh. The Chachonim have to determine that they want incorporated into the Tanakh. That's a prerequisite. It has to be written Ruach HaKodesh, but it has to be Nevuah Shenitzvah L'Doros. They have to feel that it's significant enough, that it's important enough, that it belongs in the Tanakh. Yeah, what authority do the Chachamim have to add on? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that there's going to be an institution of Tanakh. Ksoz of Zikaron Basefer, Zos is Chamishuchim Shetorah, Zikaron is Nevim, and Basefer is Ksum. He was told there's going to be an institution of Tanakh. According to the Ravid, it's not a Hayra Shah, it's a Dinla, though it's according to the Rambam. It's only Hayra Shah. But how did the Chachamim come in over here? How did they decide that they're the ones to decide? Even if it's written Ruach HaKodesh, they're the ones to decide whether it should be part of the Tanakh or not. So the Pashtus perhaps is, the Gemara says in a few places, that when the Oilei Bavel came back to Eretz Yisrael after the 70 years of Golas Bavel, Habikrachim Kovshu Ole Mitzrayim Bela Kovshu Oilei Bavel. There were many areas in Eretz Yisrael, Habikrachim, many cities, which had Kedushas Ha'aretz the first time around in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, but we assume that Kedusha Rishonah was Batla. At the time of Churban Ha'aretz, in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, we assume Lalach, the whole Kedushas Ha'aretz was Batla. So there had to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael anew when Ezra Nechemi came back at the end of the 70 years of Golas Bavel. Had to be Mekadosh again. So the Gemara says there were many areas. The Oli Bubble decided not to be Mekadoshit. They made a political decision, the Hinichum, and they left it not to be Mekadoshit. That the Anim should rely on it, to be Soymech on it, that they had to have a place where you can make a Parnasa, where you can get a job during Shnas HaShmita, the rest of it. So you can't do any Avodas HaKarka, it's very difficult. And then, if you're doing Avodah Sakarka and you're as Dina Kachutz Lords, so you have to be Mafish Maiserani. So they're going to get a job working on a farm in Shemitah year, because the Shemitah doesn't apply to Chutz Lords. There were areas in Eretz Yisrael which were never in its Kaddish, the Kedusha Sarts the second time around. So who is this? The Hinichum. Who's the one who made that decision? The Hinichum. So that's the Bezdin in that generation, Ezra and Nehemiah. They decided, the Bezdin decided. You see that the Kedusha Sa'aretz has to be with the approval of the Bezdin. The Gemara says the Chacham have the right to cancel someone's marriage. Afkinu Rabbanu Kedusha Minei. Why? Because called the Mikadesh, whoever gets married, Adaita the Rabbanu Mikadesh. So there's a Gemara in the last Perek in Ksubis. The Gemara talks about, the Mishnais talk about, the Mishnais and Shkolim, and the Gemara in the last Perek in Ksubis. We don't have any Bavli on Mishnai Shkolim, but we have the Gemara in the end, the Ksubis talks about deals with some of the Mishnais. What they do with the leftover money from the Machza Shekel? There were tons of money that was left over. What they do with the leftover money? So the Gemara tells you what they did. So the Gemara, what do you mean? The money is Kodesh. How can they use it for anything other than Karbonis Tzibur? So the Gemara says, Lei Bezden Masna Lei. Bezden had in mind that if there'll be leftover money, we reserve the right to use it for other purposes. So Tosfos says, where did Bezdin come from? The Balabatim are donating the Machzor Shekel. Every Balabas has this in mind. So Tosfos paraphrases the Lashon Gemara. The Gemara says that Bezdin has the right to cancel someone's, to annul someone's marriage, because called the Mekadesh, whoever gets married, Adaita the Rabbanu Mekadesh. So Tosfos paraphrases, say, Kol HaMagdish, whoever is Magdish money for Machzor Shekel, Adaita the Rabbanon Magdish, whoever is Magdish. So it could be that it's a universal klal, then when you get to all in Yoni Kedusha, it's up to the Bezdin, it's up to the Rabbanon to determine what should have Kedusha and what not. So it could be, but that's what you see from the Tanoim. In order to be included in the Kisvei HaKodesh, it's not enough that the Sefer was written Baruch HaKodesh, that's a prerequisite. And then the Bezdin has to decide whether they think it makes sense that it belongs in the Kisvei HaKodesh or not. So there was a raging debate for generations. Many insisted, no, it should dafka not be part of Kisvei HaKodesh, because according to that Medrash Tanchuma, we understand why, that Torah Shebichsav was accepted the first time around. The whole need for Kima Vikiblu. The second Kabbalah Satorah was only on the Torah Shebaal Peh. So maybe Megillah Esther should dafke not be part of Kisvei HaKodesh. Torah Shebichsav we accepted the first time. Who says you need a Sefer HaBris as part of Kisvei HaKodesh for the Kabbalah Satorah Al Yidei Atzibur the second time? So we passing that it is Metames Hayadayim, Esther is part of the Kisvei HaKodesh, but only has 1 foot in and 1 foot out. The Gemara says Nikris Sefer, the Nikris Igeris. It doesn't have all the dinim like the Kisvei HaKodesh. A little bit, it's out. Nikris Sefer and Nikris Igeris. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the din from the Yerushalmi that all the Rishonim quote. If the Balkari who's reading the Megillah makes slight mistakes, are they not Mishana Eso Inyan? Instead of reading Yehudim, he reads Yehudim, because it's spelled in the Megillah with two yuds. If he mispronounces a word, but basically doesn't, if he changes from no felten or fal, or changing the whole meaning of the word, so then you have to lean over. But if it's a tois that's not Mishana Eso Inyan, then we say you don't have to lean over. So it's a question, does this carry over to Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos and Sheni V'Chamisha? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that not only in Hilchas Kriyas HaMegillah, Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Kar quotes it, Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. If the Balkari made a mistake and it's a toast that's not Mishana Eso Inyan, you don't have to lean over. And others hold not so. Rabbi Soloveitchik said he remembered as a child, he remembered that Rab Chaim would be makbid. The Rambam says if the Balkari makes a mistake in Kriyas HaTorah, you machzeh him afilu al diktu kal, even if he makes a slight mistake. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said his grandfather Rab Chaim held diktu kal means a mistake in trup. The trup is not Mishana Eso Inyan. If you make any slight mistake, unlike Mikra Megillah, that you're not machzeh unless it's a toast that's Mishana Eso Inyan, so your Rab Chaim thought that that's only Mikra Megillah because Nikras Sefer and Nikras Igeris. But if you're talking about the other Sifri HaTanach, then you have to lane it correctly, with the correct pronunciation. So that's why there's a shayla we said before. It's unclear where that din, if you have roiv of the Megillah is written, 51% is there, 49% is missing. So b'di'evet or b'shas ha'trakik and lein the Megillah, is that a din only in Megillah because nikris sefer and nikris igeris? Or is it a din in all the Sifri HaTanach, all the 19 svarim, except for the hamishuchim sheterim? That's a little bit unclear. So again, so the Gemara has this.
Wouldn't one say that Trump could be Mishana Inyan, like Rabbi says in Parshas Hazinu, that if you mispunctuate?
Right, Rashi every so often shows you the way Mila Ela Mila Ra can be Mishana Inyan. Yes, sometimes the Trump is Mishana Inyan. If you pause, if you read a poem and you pause in the wrong place, you kill the whole poem. If you read a pasuk and you pause in the wrong place, you kill the whole mashmas of the pasuk. Yeah, sometimes just pausing in the wrong place is Mishana D'Inyan. That is correct. Yeah, then it's Mishana D'Inyan. I think that is correct.
putting the pasuk, putting the pasuk in the right place is also Mishana.
What again?
Pasuk in the right place and not breaking up.
The Gemara says you have to lane kichsavoy, so you have to stop at a safe pasuk, and you shouldn't stop in the middle. A lot of Bala Kriya have a practice that they'll pause towards the end of a pasuk, and then they'll read the end of the pasuk but the beginning of the next pasuk. The Rav Soloveitchik said that that's a violation of the din called psukah de loy paske moshe, anan loy paskinon. Just like you're not allowed to break one pasuk into two, you're not allowed to combine two psukim together to be like one. You have to pause at the end of every pasuk. The Rishonim even say that you're supposed to pause more when there's a stuma than at a soif pasuk. You're supposed to pause more by psucha than by a stuma. That a lot of Bali Kriya don't do that. There's a psucha or a stuma. They lay in everything as if it's a run-on paragraph. As if it's a run-on sentence. That's taka not right. You're supposed to pause at the end of every pasuk. You're supposed to pause a little more at the end of a paragraph. That's what the Rishonim say. So there really was room to have an opinion that the Megillah says that should not be part of Kisvei HaKodesh, because the new Kabbalah Torah was really on the Kabbalah Torah Shebal Peh. Kabbalah Torah Shebichsav, that was at Har Sinai. Maybe since the whole Moedor Rabba Larais, it was only on the Torah Shebal Peh. So maybe Megillah says that should not be part of Kisvei HaKodesh. So the Gemara has that the half of the Tanoim and half of the Amoraim held like that. Megillah says it's not part of Kisvei HaKodesh and it's not Mitame Yis HaYadayim. So the Gemara says, I baru is Nema Bruach HaKodesh. So why shouldn't it be part of Tanakh? So the Gemara says, no. Is Nema Bruach HaKodesh, that's a prerequisite to be part of Tanakh, but it doesn't follow automatically. The Gemara has a lotion. It was Nema Lehikor, Lekriya, Vele Nema Leksiva. It was Nema Bruach HaKodesh to be recited, but not to be written down. So Tosfos says to Kasha, but the Mishnah says in the second parak of Megillah, if you lay the Megillah Baal Peh, you're not Yotze. So how can this mandama say, how can one opinion of the Gemara say, there's nema likros for the nema lichtoif? Of course nema lichtoif. So Tosfos said, that's only with the Rabbanon. That Mishnah that says, kore bal peh, you're not yotze, that's only with the Rabbanon. In the earlier generations, when they instituted Kriyas HaMegillah, they never meant that it should be Kriya Metoch HaKsav. There is no Ksav. It's supposed to be Torah Shebal Peh. He's supposed to recite the Megillah by heart. Everyone should recite the Megillah by heart. And in later generations, Chacham made a Takana Rabban, you have to read him Mitoch HaKsav. In the end of the Sefer Kedushas Levi, Barab Levi Yitzchok Berditcheva, the Sefer has Chasidus and Kabbalah, interesting interpretations, Amamari Chazal and Apsukim and Chumash and Tanakh, other Psukim. Then the Sefer has a little halacha. So one of the Divrei Torah could be that it's from a son-in-law of Rabbi Levi's, but I don't remember. The end he has a Dvar HaLoche, where he suggests maybe he can say not like Tosfos. And I remember Rabbi Soloveitchik gave a whole Yortzei Drosha dedicated to this topic. He also thought not like Tosfos. He said like the, he didn't mention the Kedushas Levi, but he used to use the Sefer. Once in a while he would quote from the Kedushas Levi. This one he never quoted. He said the following. There is a Tosfos in Maseches Soito, a Tosfos quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi. When you write Megillah Soito, the Soito has to take a Shvuah that she was faithful to her husband and she didn't violate Loisinov. After she takes the Shvuah, then it says, because of Hakoinas Ha'ela Sa'ela Basefer. He has to write the Megillah Soito after she took the Shvuah. He has to write over what she wrote. You write it in ink, you wait till it dries, and then you have to erase it. You put it into the Mayim HaMorim, you erase it, and then she has to drink the Mayim HaMorim. It's not that the ink has any poison. No reason that she should get sick from drinking the Mayim HaMorim. The whole thing was a miracle. The Torah promises a miracle. The Doris, that's the only time. The Torah promises a miracle. The Doris, that if the woman is guilty, she will get sick. No reason that she should get sick, but if a woman is not guilty, she will not get sick. So the Tosfos in Soita quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that the Megillah Soita, since it's Oymed Lemechike, it's not Oymed Lekiyum, it's going to be erased in the Mayim HaMorim, so it doesn't have a din of Tumas HaYadayim. What does it mean? It means, even though you're quoting Psukim from the Chumash, and it's Torah Shebichsav, but it doesn't have the status of Kisvei HaKodesh. So apparently there's room to split over here the two different things. One is Torah Shebichsav, and one is Kisvei HaKodesh. Kisvei HaKodesh is only if it's Oymed Lekiyum. If it's Oymed Lemechika, it doesn't have the Kedusha of Kisvei HaKodesh. But it does have the Kedusha of Torah Shebichsav. The Rav Soloveitchik suggested that's what it says in the Kedusha Slevi also has like that. When the Gemara says, according to the one opinion, that Megillah Sester is not part of Tanakh, it's not Mitami Sayadaim, and it was, even though it was Beruach HaKodesh Nemro, it doesn't become automatically part of Tanakh, because as Nemro Likrois, well, the Nemro Likosev, he said it was Nemro Likosev. Tosfos says, quotes a Mishnah, you have to lay Mitoch HaKsav. He said it has a din of Torah Shebichsav, but it doesn't have a din of Tanakh. To be metames hayadayim, that din de rabbanan, that's only on Kisvei HaKodesh. That's only if he has a din of Tanakh. So this has a din. There is it. Apparently, there's room to split over here. Apparently, there's room to split.
I still wrote down a sefer that Nelson Adler, the Hasan Sefer quotes, had a din that he would only not touch the Megillah, the Shas Kriyas on Megillah. and you map around the time of Seder. I know it sounds like this is like there's a little bit in between Torah Shabbat Zav and Torah Shabbat Zav. It's only Torah Shabbat Zav when you're reading it, only when there's a Kriya. So that's maybe when it's the time of Seder.
Not familiar at all. I don't know what that means. I don't know, why should that be so? I don't know. One might have thought Faket, when the Sefer is writing the Sefer Torah, so a lot of times you want him to wear gloves? When the Sefer is writing the Sefer Torah, a lot of times his hands are touching the cloth. But when he finished, it's not Litzorech, then you're not supposed to touch the cloth. So I would have thought the reverse. Maybe when you're laying the Megillah, maybe then you should be allowed to touch the cloth. I mean, you're not laying. I don't know. I don't know what that means. So the Maisa, we paskan that the Megillah says there is from the Kisra HaKodesh, that there are 24 Svarim. The practice by the Ashkenazim, most Ashkenazim, not all, most Ashkenazim have the practice that the Gemara says you say three brachas when you read the Megillah. Amikra Megillah and Shas and Nisim and Shachyanu. So do you say all the three brachas in the morning? Also, when do you say Shachyanu? Shachyanu you recite when you're about to blow shofar, because we haven't blown shofar since last year. If it's a mitzvah, bomb is man is man. I take tefillin. I put on tefillin yesterday on Sunday, so I'm not so excited I'm putting on tefillin today. So there isn't such excitement, so you don't say Shachyanu. Yesterday I haven't put on tefillin since Friday, and Shabbos, yeah, one day. Mitzvah bom is man is man. It was once a year or something like that. On the second day Rosh Hashanah, we also say Shechyana. Why? Because we say it's in a certain sense as fake of the yom. And maybe yesterday was Erev Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it was a mistake that we blew shofar yesterday. Whenever you have a fake of the yom, so you say Shechyana. You say a bracha on the fake of the yom. So you say Shechyana on the second day also. But the Shad is here. There's no suffix. Once you read the Megillah, Leil Purim, why should you say Shechyana in the morning? So many have the practice that they don't say Shachyan in the morning. But the Tosfos on Dav Dalem and Aleph, Tosfos Memaschal Psak, Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natan, says you do. Why? Because the Iker Kriyas HaMegillah is Bayom. What does that mean, the Iker Kriyas HaMegillah is Bayom? So that's what the Mishnah Brura quotes some Achrayinim who say, he quotes a big Machloikis. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying this one over. But Mishnah Brura quotes it from classical Yeshuas Yankiv and other Achrayinim. He used to quote it from his Achrayim, Reb Shlomo Lavilna. So they have a suggestion, maybe in the days of the Mishnah only has Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom. Mishnah never says a word about Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla. It's a Gemara and Avdalan and Alf, two Amoraim say. So some of the Reb Shlomo Lavilna suggest in a Sefer on Arachayim, maybe Mikra Megillah Balayla was instituted by Zman HaAmoraim, maybe Zman HaTanaim, it didn't exist. The Rishonim do not seem to hold like that, but the Achrayim came up with this suggestion. So that's what they suggest. Maybe Mikra Megillah Bayom is really Midiri Kabbalah. That's an old takana that's mentioned in Tanakh. Where is it mentioned in Tanakh? They have to read the Megillah. The pasuk says Hayamim Vaela Nizkarim Vena Asim. So the Gemara understands Nizkarim means that we mention, we speak about Purim. Nizkarim doesn't mean that we remember, but rather we talk about it. Lahazikir. Not Lizakur to remember, but rather Lahazikir to mention. So the Gemara has on the first daf in Megillah, that base on base, the Gemara says like that. Yamawela Nizkarim, the Yudalad and Tesvav Ador are spoken of when you read the Megillah. So that's what a few Achrayim in the Mishnah Berurah quotes this bigger machlokes. Some hold Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom is Midiri Kabbalah. That has the endorsement of the Bezon Shalmailo. It was the Megillah says it was written Ruach HaKodesh, and it says that there's an Indian to read the Megillah, but maybe the Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla, that's only the Rabbanim. So there's room to distinguish. There's room to distinguish. Rabbi Kiva Eiger on the bottom of the page in Hilchas Kriyas HaMegillah quotes a Chumra from the Turi Evin. The Gemara has an expression Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Damyan. It didn't that appears in the Bim Maksuvim is called Divrei Kabbalah. We had on the first half in Baba Kama about the Divrei term Divrei Kabbalah Lo Yafinon. You want to figure out what the word Ki'igach means, so how can you quote Psukim from Navi to shed light on the Pasuk in Chumash Divrei term Divrei Kabbalah Lo Yafinon? Gemara says it's only Gila Milsa B'yam, just trying to figure out a dictionary, a translation of the word, that's not called learning out of halach. But there is usually, there is a klal, divitam divit kabbalah lo yafinim. So there's a big machloikis where the Kriyas HaMegillah is considered divit kabbalah. Rabbi Kivega quotes from the Tur Yevin, if a person is mesupik, maybe he missed a word in the Megillah. So since Mikra Megillah, at least by Yom, is divit kabbalah, so divrei kabbalah ki divrei Torah damyan, and you would say sofik deraisa luchumer. Even though Mikra Megillah is only the Rabbanon, but since it has the approval of the Bez Mishalmaila, it's mentioned in Tanakh, so you have to treat it like a din deraisa. This is Hagos Maimini on the bottom of the Ram, who quotes a tshuva from the Rabbi Natam to that extent. We know that on Yom Kippur, only people who are allowed to eat are those who have a sofik sakona or worse. But if you're Cholosh Eim B'Sakon, you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to even eat Pachas Mekashir. Unless there's a Safik Sakon. Safik Sakon does mean you're going to drop dead on the spot. It means if you're going to die 1 hour earlier than another one, you're going to die in another 50 years. And if you fast on Yom Kippur, you'll die an hour earlier than otherwise. That's also called the Safik Sakon. That's also Deichem. So on a real Tainus Deiris on Yom Kippur, you only had to eat if there's a Safik Sakana. If it's only a Tainus de Rabbanon, the Beznus goes to Tainus, a Cholosh Eim B'Sakana is permitted to eat. So what about some Gedalia? So the Rabbi Natam says that Bizmana is that some Gedalia is Mika Redin, it's Ratzim, Misanim, Ratzim, Misanim. It's optional. If you don't want to fast, you don't have to. The only thing is Kfar Shav Yu Alay Chayv, Plalison has accepted it as a Chiyav Mitam Minik. That we fast, and then a Chodesh Eim B'Sakon is allowed to eat. But when fasting on some Gedalia was really Medina, when it was really Medivri Kabbalah, then the only one who would be allowed to eat would be one who has a Safik Sakon. The Rabbi Natam has like that. Medivri Kabbalah, Kedivri Torah Damyan. The only one who's allowed to eat on some Gedalia when it used to be Medivri Kabbalah would be the one who's a Chodesh Eim B'Sakon. So that's what this Rabbi Kivega is based on. Rabbi Kivega quotes the Shagas Aryeh and the Tur Yevin that reading the Megillah by Yom is Medibri Kabbalah, and if you have a Sofik of Yiva Yoitze, then you have to lean over again. And others disagree. The Munkacha has a tshuva, and he in the Mincha Saluza, he disagrees. He quotes a comment that appears in Rashi on Maseches Tainus. Rashi on Tainus, we know, is not by Rashi, it's by someone else. So it's not necessarily as reliable as Rashi is. But the Pirish Shamyuchas LaRashi Antainis writes, something only has the status of Divrei Kabbalah if it's written Baloshen Tzivui in the Tanakh. Here it doesn't say you have to read the Megillah. It says, Ayam Awel in this Karim and Asim. We speak about the story of Purim. It describes Lamaisa that we read the Megillah, but it doesn't say Baloshen Tzivui you have to read the Megillah. So that's why others disagree. They hold even Kriyas HaMegillah by Yom. It's not been Divrei Kabbalah. Maybe it's the Rabbanon. But it's still, according to Rav Shlomo Lev Vilna, it's still on a higher level than Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla. Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla is a later takona. Takona from the days of the Amoraim. Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom is a more serious takona. So if you would say this is Divrei Kabbalah and this is the Rabbanon, that's a clear distinction. The older both the Rabbanon, so what do you mean this is more Chomer? I don't know. That's a question. But that's what the Sheikh Yonah was based on Bayom. That even though we read the Megillah, Leil Purim, but when we come in the morning to read the Megillah, that's a higher level of a Chiyuv. That Chiyuv we haven't fulfilled since last year. It's like on Rosh Hashanah, you blow Shofar, you say Shach Yonu. Why do you say Shach Yonu? The whole Chodesh Elul you were blowing Shofar. The answer is, Chodesh Elul is only a minik. On Rosh Hashanah, you blow Shofar, that's a real din. See here also, the Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla is a lower level Chiyuv. It's only Midirabbanan from the days of the Amoraim. As opposed to Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom, that's a more serious chiyuv. The Gemara says, even according to the opinions, then you don't have to read the entire Megillah Esther. You only have to read from Valaduhu Nodad Shnas HaMelech or Achad Ramel Gitla Melech HaSaman, only part, you don't have to read all. But Tzvichus Deik Sula Kula Lefana, you have to have a Megillah, that's kosher. Like this Shabbos, we're going to learn Parshas Vayikra. So you can't just have a klaf that has Parshas Vayikra, you have to have the whole Sefer Torah. But you don't have to learn the whole Sefer Torah. So Tosis there is Tosis and Rishonim are bothered with the kasha. We mentioned it earlier. Why do you need Ksuva Kula? If 51% is written, so 49% is missing, so it's okay. So even if you're missing up until Balai Lahuda Nordesh Nazan Melech or Mordechai Yehudi, even if you're missing that, that's less than 50% missing. So why, if you have the Megillah, begins from Balai Lahuda Nordesh Nazan Melech, why can't you learn? The Rav is written. So the Tosis gives two answers, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes the both answers to be choshish for both, lahachman both. So one answer they give is, if you're missing an Inyan Shalom, it's too much missing. You've got to be missing the whole beginning. That's an Inyan Shalom Tagnish. And the other answer that Tosis gives is, if it's missing Tchiloso or Sofo, then it's no good. So in Shulchan Aruch, the machma for both. So the question is, this happens all the time. The Balkari starts laning the Megillah, and someone comes in a half a minute late. So the Balkari already said the three brachas, and he already said the first pasuk. So he has to wait till the guy who came in a minute late, has to wait another hour and a half till the second Mikra Megillah. He wants to be yotze with this, doesn't he? It's going to throw him off. He doesn't want to come to hear the second laning of the Megillah an hour and a half later. He wants to be yotze now. So there's a simple solution. Say the three brachas on your own, and you have a chumash. Read the first three psukim. By the time you'll read the first three psukim, say the three brachas, the first three psukim, you'll catch up with the balkare, and you're only laning miut of the Megillah balpeh. If you read from a printed chumash, that's balpeh. It's only mitoch haksav filei from a klaf. So you'll hear 51% from the klaf, so it'll be good. The Gemara says, if you're missing 49%, it's okay. It's a double kula. It's a kula, the Hechsher HaSeif. The Sefer Megillah is kosher, even though it only has 51%. And it's a kula in the Kriya. It's not called Kriya Baal Peh. You say Ruba Kukulai in the Chepza of the Megillah, Ruba Kukulai in the Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. As long as 51% was read, Mitoch HaKsav 49% Baal Peh, that's okay. So let the person catch up. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Bir Alocha, that's a big machlokes achrayim. Do you say over here, since Tchilosa was read from Baal Peh, so that's no good? And he say, no, the difference between Tchilosa, the Sofa, and the rest of the Megillah, that's in the Chefs of the Megillah. It makes a difference. How can you say that it has a Hechsher Megillah if it's missing Tchilosa or Sofa? But if the Megillah that the Balkar is learning from is a perfect Megillah, has everything. I came a half a minute late, so I said all the three brachas quickly, and I read the first three psukim from a printed chumash. So I'm going to hear Ruba Kukula from the Kosher Eklav. So maybe this din that Tchilosa poses a problem. That's Tchilosa is missing in the Chefts of the Megillah. It's not a Kosher Megillah. But there I'm not trying to say that the Chumash is a Kosher Megillah. You can lay in Miut Baal Peh and it'll be good. I thought that was the more correct sheet. We had a big machlokes years ago. Baron Lichtenstein thought that it applies even to the Kriya. And I thought it didn't make sense at all. Then years later, we both looked in the Mishnah Berurah. We were surprised to see that it was discussed already a few centuries ago. And it was debated then.
Why is this Ruba Kukula? Meaning, in thing, let's say you have seven people present. You can't make a meaning of Ruba Kukula because that's being told something else. So if you have seven who davened, there are three who didn't. So you can make a minyan out of those 10 Ruba Kukula, or drinking a kos. If you drink most of it, so it's be told something else, you say Ruba Kukula. But if, let's say, you have like 10 sav a mikvah, we don't say Ruba Kukula, or seven people. So here, if letters are missing, it's not that there's a bunch of letters that are smudged, or there's a bunch of letters missing, it's not mitoch anything. So how does it be Ruba Kukula?
I don't know. That's what the Gemara has. The Gemara says, you say Ruba Kukula, it's good. It's a kosher Megillah, Ruba Kukula on the Kriya. It's a very good question. I don't know. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, very good. So, Belinetta, tomorrow I should talk more about Purim or Parshas Tzav. We'll figure something out. Okay. Those boys want a chaza. Okay.
We got an Mincha at 2:30.
The fingers are moving, but I knew it was a problem. Is that how much you're doing?